Okay, B.
Connected to CNN Network.
W8FQ.
You're connected to CNN Network.
W8RCY. I'm not showing I'm connected. Can you hear me? Okay. What's that mean? Well, the site for the clear node is not showing that I'm connected, but I don't know if I'm transmitting. I know the box is doing what it's supposed to do, but I'm not even showing up on the dashboard.
Well, if you're transmitting on to your node, I'm hearing you, so.
Okay, now the node or the dashboard page isn't even showing anything here. Let's see what happens now. Okay, it just now showed up on the dashboard like 10 seconds ago when I last transmitted. So I don't know, but it was just acting. It took me last 10 minutes or so just to get this thing to work. I don't know why. I wasn't home last night, so I shut the node off when I got my not home. I slept in a little bit this morning after I watched the Lions lose last night, so. I don't know, but I guess if we're working now, we're working now.
I guess you're working now.
Maybe it's bad because I slept in for an extra hour and a half this morning. I don't know. I was watching the Lions lose yesterday.
Yeah, two people in a row, pull in front of me and then slow down. I'm in the slow lane. These people, they go past me and then they get in front of me and then they slow down. Like, what the hell?
In a hurry to get to work, and then when they get there, they're going to be late checking in or punching in or whatever their clock system is.
Roger. All right, anyhow, I'm on the HT because I'm in the new car and I don't have anything else and it's a little cumbersome, so I'm going to pay attention, keep my hands on the wheel. But, yeah, I just grabbed this going out the door. I just wanted to take the new car in today. Forgot all about the fact that I don't have a radio in here.
Well, if you're just on an HT and you're actually mobile, you sound this good. Not as good as your repeater phone, but man, I would have never known you didn't, that you were on an HT or in your new vehicle. You sound that good.
Well, I'm taking the southern route in, so I'm at 12 Mile and Mound. So I am pretty close. Anyhow, but I'm going to set it down now. Pay attention, because I'm going to be getting on the freeway here in a second. Rather not be playing with this HP while I'm driving. Thanks for the call this morning, for the chat. And I'm gonna get busy with paying attention here. W8FU, after yours.
I fully understand. It's that panoramic roof, and the signal's just, you know, not trying to go through a steel roof. Then again, I'm not the smartest radio guy in the world, but that's just my quick answer. All right, enjoy the ride, enjoy your new toy, and we'll catch up with you sometime. Down the road, W8RCY.
Still in here, Donald?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm at the Starbucks drive-thru here, so I'm no longer driving. But, boy, this thing drives a lot nicer than the other ones. It's like a different car. Well, it is a different car.
What's the difference in years between your old one and your new one? I don't recall.
Sorry, they were talking to me at the window. This is a 25. The other one was a 22. The other one was a SEL, which was the second of the top package. And this one is the top package. So back then it was SEL, and the top package was titanium. In this model year, it was FT, and the top one was platinum. This is a platinum, so it's a trim level up. Right, that's the biggest difference.
Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you for the reminder, young lady. Yeah, well, I thought it was more, I guess I was thinking about your old company car in comparison, but it's just enough there where some vehicles, they ride differently when you get that just that simple trim level difference. In a sense, like if you buy, well, this is three different marks under one brand. If you buy a full-size Suburban, like the GMC Yukon XL Denali, or you buy a Cadillac Escalade, you know, they're basically the same vehicle, but they got three totally different, you know, riding styles to them, or driving styles, that is quite noticeable.
We were just discussing my drink at the window here, but yeah, that's it. I think they put in, it's got better tires, quieter tires. The cabin is just...
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Yeah, so I think they put more sound deadening material in here. The upholstery in the vehicle is cushier, plusher. And I just think all that adds up to just a quieter cabin. So, which was one of my only complaints on the other one. I mean, I wanted the tech, but I wasn't. That wasn't necessarily a deal breaker. But one of the big things that had me searching, because I loved everything about that car, was the cabin noise. It was fine, just a little bit louder than I would have wanted. And this has absolutely, I was willing to risk it. You know, so that tells you how much it wasn't a deal breaker, because I was willing to risk that the cabin noise would still be, you know, a little higher than I was comfortable with. But this one is dead silent compared to the other one.
Once you get this one wired up and radios in it and everything, remember I mentioned to you once before, I hear as you accelerate, the motor background sound. It's not an electrical whining sound like you'd get from the old CB days, and you had to put those arresters on it. It was like a whirring sound from the actual motor. Once you get this one wired up, we'll see how that sounds, too, along with the sound deadening and everything else. It's obviously quieter in there, and, you know, you're on an HT, but, you know, before you got on the freeway, I would have never known you were even, I mean, you may have been on a mobile or something like that, but, you know, you were full quieting, and, like I said, could have been on your repeater phone. It was so crystal clear.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do or when I'm going to even have time to do it, but I'm probably going to put my Motorola XTL in here. I got a UHF XTL, so I'll be limited to UHF and P25. And I got a nice, really nice handheld control head for that, so I can just, you know, have that come up from the center console. When I'm not using it, I can just throw it in the center console. So that'll probably be the way I go. The biggest challenge I'm going to have for getting that radio in here is where am I going to put that damn antenna? So I may take a peek at that today, but we'll see. I'm not in any rush.
W8RCY. Yeah, definitely. You have a plethora of resources and stuff that you can I'm not saying from inventory, but just from what's out there on the market for antennas and things. I don't know if it was Phil or Wally that mentioned something. How close can you get in, how much space do you have back there by the GPS radio antenna, those little wing things that they put on the vehicles now, where it won't interfere, because I've even looked at that, too. I got to get a vehicle, and hopefully next year will happen, but can't get anything with a sunroof in it or a moonroof or panoramic, so you got to look at that. Then you got to look at that little radio box, whatever it is they call them, on the roof and not interfere with that and vice versa.
Yeah, I know people like them. I had somebody call on my other one, and he said, does that have a moonroof? I can't tell by the picture. And I said, no. And they said, okay, thank you. And apparently they wanted one with a moonroof. So people like them. But I'm glad I got it, but I know I'm going to have to deal with it. And if I were ordering it, I'd probably order it without, so I wouldn't have to deal with it. But it's nice to have. It's just a pain in the rump to deal with.
But I have faith, and like I said, you've got a lot of resources. You've seen a lot of installs done. You know what's out there. You got probably an inventory of, not hard copy, but online catalogs you can look at as options and things. I know there's one out there that would mount like right over the back driver or passenger side corner. I don't think it's a permanent mount, but it's a magnet mount, and it looks like a long black painted paper towel roll, and just like the low-profile shotgun type, what do they call those things? Anyways, lower-profile ones. This one's like maybe 11, 12 inches tall. It's a little ominous looking, but it mounts in that back corner on either the driver or passenger side if you have a moonroof.
Yuppers. Okay, well, thanks for driving with me here this morning. I am,
your destination on your left, 21930.
There you go. This is a chatty GPS. I've reached my destination. All right, Donald, we'll catch you a little bit later. We need to get parked here and get inside. W8FU.
And it's Friday, so have a happy Friday. Stay cool. I understand it's going to be muggy again, and, hopefully you don't have any rain issues tomorrow. That doesn't look too good this morning. I haven't really looked at it that close, but hopefully it's not a washout. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KPF. KEAWUO.
NAWRO. Good morning, John, if you're still there.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
I imagine you're heading to work for Friday to make a buck or two. I'm working on a new version of our postcard, recruitment card, so I'll modify a few things. Of course, the seal and then the fact that we're, I guess we'll call it simulcasting on the FBI network.
Nice. Yeah, that's probably not a horrible idea. Get some more recruitment going and update, post the very successful postcard project. Things seems to have worked out real well for us. So that'll be good to have done and give you something to do, as if you need another thing to do. But, well, cool. If you need help with anything, you know, as always, let me know. I know I'm not a morning person, and it seems to be affecting people, maybe causing a little frustration. So, I don't know. I apologize. I'll try to do better.
You're making me laugh. I assume you saw Discord this morning. Now, Wally figured it out. He's all set, so no issues. I told him IT does not open until 10 a.m., so it's a union thing. He'll just have to live with it. But, yeah, no worries. This is fun. I enjoy doing it. I think it's time to send a few out. And we did have that one check-in from Washington Township, K8JK, I believe it was, Dan. I know he didn't come back for the question, but, you know, I'm thinking, I didn't double check, but I'm thinking he probably checked in on the Romeo repeater. So there you go. It's actually making a difference by joining them.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I think a fair amount of people are probably using the FBI system. I know NABZR was kind of often, and when, you know, I can, you know, which is nice. I use the VoIP phone, which I actually kind of like and have gotten used to, mainly because I can hear the doubles. So if I key up and somebody's, you know, still trying to check in or jumps in to check in, and I can still hear them. So the one thing I really like about doing the net from the VoIP phone works out quite well.
Yeah, I noticed that. I see when you log in, and I catch it too sometimes on RF, and you log both at the same time. They check in at the same time, and you go ahead and catch them all, especially if there are guys and they're using unit numbers.
Yeah, that's kind of the only way I can do, like, I mean, it really makes it a lot easier to do a doubled check-in is when one of them gives a unit number and the other one's given his call sign. You know, I can catch the unit number real quick and get that out of the way, and then usually the other guy, I recognize his voice, and I happen to kind of know a lot of our guys' call signs, so I can kind of fill in what I didn't catch. But trying to get two people that are doubling that don't have unit numbers, you know, my mind merges the call signs together, and one guy will say part of his, the other guy will say part of his, and I merge them, and then I'm lost. But yeah, no, I meant I can hear people doubling with me with the VoIP phone. That's kind of the advantage the VoIP phone has over regular RF is, you know, when I key up my radios, you know, it's no longer receiving, but the VoIP phone does. So I can hear when someone's doubling with me, and or there's like last night there was like a bunch of static that came in, and I like kind of paused to let that clear up. I think it was probably a station way far away trying to get in. But it was just all static, and so I paused, let it clear, and then, you know, resumed. But, yeah, I haven't even run the new ham workflow in a minute, so hopefully that's still rocking and rolling, and we got pretty far
David's set up, but still got a little ways to go. K-E-A-W-U-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How far did you get after last night? Ah, you'll get it eventually. And, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. You can hear, especially when you're net control, because you want to, you know, you have a long bit, a long session that you want to get in, and last thing you want to do is double over somebody. Interesting, we had the check-in last night from the node, shall we say. So did he stick around? He answered the question. He could. Didn't realize he was in a care facility, but that's fine.
Yeah, I remember correctly, his name was Patrick. He was quite long-winded for our Nets there, and it's a little bit disruptive, but, you know, that's him right. I don't know. I'll have to try to be a little less engaging next time, I guess, with people like that, but he seemed like a nice guy. I'm sure he's well taken care of where he's at. I mean, that's pretty cool to be in a nursing home type situation and still be able to use your radios and do the hammy stuff. So that's pretty cool. And I'm, you know, kind of glad to give him somewhere to go and something to listen to. And he said he was going to mark us down as one of his favorites. So we must have made an impression. But tried to handle it as best as I could. We'll have to chat after the net. 23 people waiting on me right now.
I just remember living in
Dearborn. A bunch of other hands that are waiting for the frequency to clear. So
I got carried away. I will go through that next time. It's sure good to be here.
Hopefully
good
that wasn't too painful for everybody else.
Copy your last there, John. And speaking of hearing doubles, I think I heard Patrick out there. And no worries, Patrick. You're welcome to join the net, but we do jibber-jabber a little bit with the question, but we just don't go too long-winded when we're checking in. But, Patrick, if you're out there, I'll send it over to you and then send it to John.
All right, real good. Yeah, I got a little long-winded there, and I think that your question was about water. I had artesian well up in my cabin up in the UP, so yeah, that was water. So anyway, I'll try not to be so long-winded. It's good to be here. Go ahead, John.
All right. Well, very good. Welcome back. Welcome back to Michigan again. But, no worries about, you know, our nets are, you know, they describe them as directed nets. So we do try to be a little punctual or not. Maybe that's not the word, but, you know, short. But you're more than welcome. And then, you know, as long as you're not on a net, you know, carry on all you want. But by all means, like I said last night, I'd love to hear more about, your adventures here through Michigan. And Dearborn has probably changed quite a bit since you were last there. And, I'll send it back to Tim and then over to Patrick.
N-A-W-R-O, yeah, good morning again. Good to hear you. And that's right, you mentioned Dearborn. You had some history in Dearborn. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, and the way they pronounced it in those days was Dearborn. I lived in Dearborn, and I'm sure you both remember Mayor Hubbard. He ran Dearborn with an iron fist there. Go ahead, Tim.
We're kind of Macomb County over here, so I
know
a little bit
John,
about that area.
I assume you meant me.
Not a whole
But no, I don't remember that guy. I'm 42, I think it is. And I'm in Warren, so I don't really remember or see too much of what goes on out there. But very cool, very interesting, especially the deer burn, those poor deer. I wonder what you guys were doing back then when you guys were calling it that. Hopefully you weren't burning deer, but I'm sure you were. But, well, yeah, very interesting. I wonder if that guy's still around or not, but we'll send it over to Tim. I'm not sure how well I'm getting in right now.
Oh, John, you're doing fine. No issues with that. I doubled with you for a little bit on that one. I was going to turn it over to you. I don't know too much about Dearborn. I think Dearborn, I guess we'll say. John's probably a little bit more familiar with it being from Warren. I'm up in the northeast Macomb County, and for years I was in Utica. So Utica, you know, Macomb County. But tell us a little bit about your call sign again. K9X. Okay. Where'd you get that, Patrick?
Yeah, you guys are both quite a bit younger than me. I'll be 71 next month, and when I was a kid, I lived in, I'm originally from St. Louis, and there was a, we'd listen to all the time, KXOK out of St. Louis. And really a good station. I had my old General Electric clock radio, and I had a transistor. And in those days, AM was really, really nice. Nothing like it is now. But I remember when we moved to Dearborn. I remember listening to CKLW. Out of Canada, and I think there was a WCFL. I'll turn it over. I think it's John. Go ahead, John. K9XOK.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, interesting. Yeah, I was wondering, that's a good call sign for a dog lover with the canine in there. That's what I need. I've got a little red heeler. / Australian cattle dog, depending on your preferred description of that type of dog. His name's Rocky, but yeah, he's a good boy. Well, interesting. So what's I got nothing. I don't know. I'm a little preoccupied. I just pulled up at work. I'm probably going to hang out for a little bit longer before I go in, but I'll send it over to Tim, and I got a couple guys goofing around by my car, so sorry about that. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I got you in there. John, just to let you know, interesting enough, your signal's solid, even in the parking spot. I know it gets a little bit scratchy usually, but today you're good. And, I do remember CKLW, and, of course, we're not allowed to sing on here, but the little jingle was CKLW, the Motor City. Let's see. I'm going to send it over to Steve. Steve, go ahead. And then send it over to, let's see here, this is Patrick. So, Steve, you, and then send it over to Patrick.
Okay, very good. Yeah, hello. Yeah, I did hear Patrick on the net, and let's say when you guys were mentioning Dearborn, in the back of my mind, I was thinking Dearborn, and then he mentioned it. And there is a Hubbard Drive in Dearborn, and I did work in Dearborn. I'm an East Sider, but worked in Dearborn for many years. And yeah, some of the stuff was Mayor Hubbard is maybe not so, you know, not so good, you know, it doesn't play well these days, you know, when he says, you know, ruled it with an iron fist and all that. He definitely was, there's like a line of, like, between Detroit, Redford, and Dearborn, you know, certain people weren't going to cross over type of thing. So he is that kind of history. So, over to Patrick. This is KAAUHC.
All right. Real good, Steve. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I was there during the riots they had there, and he said some horrible things too. That was a really bad time. And yeah. But I had a good time in Dearborn. I didn't like the fourth grade at all. I went to a Salisbury school, and the teacher was horrible. For fifth grade, I went to Sacred Heart in Dearborn, and that was much nicer. So anyway, we had Greenfield Village and the Henry Ford Museum and a really wonderful youth center there. They had roller skating and all kinds of things going on at the youth center. It was neat living there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. Interesting. Mayor Hubbard. He's got quite the legacy, doesn't he? I never really heard the stories or anything about that, but that's quite interesting to hear. My old man, I like to call him, but my dad used to talk about the riots a lot, and that sounds like kind of crazy times that we had back then. And I guess to some degree, I'm glad they're over. Now, hopefully, they don't come back. but yeah, interesting. Mayor Hubbard, it's interesting to me that you guys remember him for some of the horrible things he said, because, you know, that's, it's just hints of very interesting and polarizing times or what have you. And can't really speak on, you know, the rest of the stuff because I'm just not involved and probably too young, but that's all very interesting, and I guess it's good that we got someone else in there that has a little bit more, maybe a little bit more politically correct, I guess. I don't know. We'll send it over to Tim, KEAWUO.
NAWRO. Well, John, I guess you're the youngster of the group, so to speak. I do remember 67. I was 7 years old and happened to be staying at my cousin's house in Warren. And my folks had to come down from Utica and come pick me up because of all the National Guard being deployed. So it was interesting times, that's for sure. I'll send it over to KA8UHG. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that was very good, Tim. Yeah, I do, and my dad, I grew up on the east side, around 7 and Chaner area. When you mentioned the National Guard deployment, I do remember Army helicopters coming down in the park that was right next to my house in Detroit, and just north of 7 Mile. And at least one night, there's, you know, a few little Army, you know, folks that were in there, or whoever branch it was, you know, military personnel, slept in a tent in the park, and my dad was a mechanic, and it worked on the west side, off of Livernois, like towards Dragoon, and so they would, like, go in a convoy, across, and my dad would with them work like a 24-hour shift or something, and they had a police escort, and they had people on the bridges on 94, and that's how he went, you know, I remember that, and things like that. So yeah, I think him is the age is probably between Patrick and I, so I'm turned 64, so today in fact. So I'm closing in on you, Patrick. Over to you. This is KAAUHT.
All right, Steve, you're moving up on me there, so that's good. And another thing I remember about Dearborn, they had a Ford Field. I know that they had another Ford Field in Dearborn there. Every one. The real big, old gates they used to have many years ago. And I mean, these things were loud. And
I didn't quite get the context behind that, but yeah, we got a new Ford Field now, as I'm sure you know, especially if you're a sports fan, and local history, because I didn't really realize that during the run, and you know, it was, I guess, County or Wayne County, whatever. The Detroit area, and really interesting. It's really interesting. I guess I. Yeah, I was born in 83, so all this was pretty well settled by then, and it was towards the end of 83. I was born in October, so this was all well before my time, and maybe nobody told me about it, because it's kind of like, I don't know, do we want to talk to our kids about COVID? It's kind of
NAWRO Richmond. Yeah, I think you're right, John. It's just kind of, you know, it's kind of put that in our past, learned from the lessons. But yeah, I'm not sure if it was, they were deployed in Macomb County. I think it, but in any event, guys, I think I'm going to jump out now and get back to the postcard project. And I will take a look at that new hams list, John. It's working fine, so no issues with that. All right, let's see if I can do this. This is number 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar with KA8UHG, K9XOK, and KE8WUO. I will ship it over to Steve. Go ahead, Steve. I will listen out. I'll be listening.
Okay, well, good luck with your list and your project here, Tim. And, yeah, things happen and stuff and all kinds of stuff. Hey, you remember, I grew up in the city, it's pretty active and it played a lot of baseball and stuff. But, and Rotunda, yeah, Ford Field, you probably played softball there a number of times. In fact, I still have a red shirt here from, what year it was, 1998, so we won our league championship. There's multiple leagues there, but I would play after work, and I remember after a divorce that, I used to get back into some of the stuff I used to do and stuff for recreation. So on a Monday, sometimes I'd go into work early in Dearborn, at Guys, and so I could leave early enough so I could play in my my league game in at Ford Field there in Dearborn, and then I would go and coach a boys team over here. I'd do pitchers and catchers, hop out over there, and then I would play at my contracting company team over at Liberty Park on Mound. Get home about midnight or 11 o'clock or midnight, and kind of wound up. I'd go quarters, we'll wash my car in a quarter car, we'll wash them in, go to sleep. But yeah, so Patrick, do you remember the two things? The Rotunda, do you remember the Rotunda? I guess that burned down. And did you go to Camp Dearborn? Those are two popular items. Microphone to you, Patrick.
Oh, didn't make it to Camp Dearborn. No, I had nothing going on during the summer. I had a real good friend. I was in the fifth grade with. I'd always visit him in the summer. He was in Pontiac, 9501 Beck Road in Pontiac. I'd head up to Pontiac, and yeah, that's my friend Charles. He's a lawyer in San Antonio, Texas, and his son's also a lawyer, so, yeah, good old memories. Anyway, I'm going to bid you all 73, and we'll return real soon. K9XOKBQSY.
All right, well, it's been great talking with you, Patrick and Steven. I am probably going to head in to work as well. I will have the radio with me, and I'll be monitoring inside. I can probably get in, but I do have to do some work, unfortunately. So I'll be monitoring, but if you need me, I'll be there. K-E-A-W-U-O, over to K-A-A.
We'll watch that, might work better. Let's see. Yeah, very good. And, yeah, nice to talk to you, Patrick, and very good, John and Tim. And back a little bit there, but yeah, good. Well, good luck with the deployment. I think tomorrow, how that works out, and sporting your new fit, the shirts and the logo. 73. This is K-A-A-U-H-T.
K-E-A-W-U.
KFA-GBA, test the repeater.
Perfect transmission, KGAWTF.
KFA-GBA, comma Bertrand, testing the repeater MO.
Solid.
KFA, GBA, we thank you very much. Just got a new radio. I know I can hit Mayville on low, so that's a good radio setting. We definitely appreciate it there. You have yourself a good day. This is KFA, GBA, 73, clear.
I'm in between buildings. Is that better?
Holy smokes, you sound great. You on handheld?
Yeah, I'm on
a KEUV9D
with a Nagoya antenna on it. and I'm in between houses, and both houses are brick, so I'm hanging out the door talking.
Oh, I copy that. I think you're doing good. I think you're doing good then, myself. I just got a Raquel radio. It's got 10 watts on it, and I'm using a Diamond 50A antenna right now outside, and I'm hitting Mayville on low. I'm getting 3 bars right now as transmission, and when you come back, I'm getting like probably 7, maybe 6 bars. Over.
Roger that. You wouldn't happen to know anybody that does EMR that could load a code plug into a PYT 2000, would you?
That I don't know, but I tell you what, there's guys on this radio. If you can find the right guys, they work under repeaters. And I imagine those guys can, you know, you'll hear them on here from time to time in the mornings. And if you can get a hold of one of those guys, I know they can put you in the right direction. Or a lot of other people can. I haven't got into that yet. That's my next project. Over.
Roger that. I like analog, but I kind of miss digital. So, I kind of been putting off getting that ball thing that's been very popular, the EM35 or
I just got into it myself back in March, I believe, and I'm, you know, starting to progress a little bit here, and I'm going to just go through this here and get to, you know, get good, comfortable with this here, and then I'll probably go right into DMR myself. Copy?
Yeah, tell me if that's better. I moved out from between the two houses. Is that better?
Yeah, you got it going there. What kind of antenna you got on your radio right now? Over.
I don't have my glasses on, but it's a Nagoya, I think, 771. The longer antenna.
Is this a rubber duck antenna?
Absolutely. Copy that.
You're doing good. You're doing real good then. You know, like they say, as long as you can hit the repeaters is really what matters. I got my 3 or 4 different antennas that I use. I got a flexible 4 foot. I got a telescoping metal, about 2.5. You know, the 15 inch, and of course the smaller inch rubber duck antennas. And I got my Diamond 50 outside that I've hooked up outside. It's about 30 feet in the air. And that's what I'm talking on right now. This is the first station that I can hit on low and not have a problem.
Well, I had a good setup indoors, but my 991 was connected to a mag mount, but it hasn't been working lately, so I think that's because the antenna is too close to the radio. I need an outside antenna. But I do have a Yaesu 500D in the mobile that works. Although I'm in the process of restoring my vehicle, so I can't talk on that. But it, like you said, as long as you can hit the repeater, that's all that matters. Back to you.
KFA, GVA. That's, you know, I just got this radio here. It's 10 watts, and I just mainly got it for outside when I'm traveling and out moving about. I'm not going to spend too much money, but I'm going to probably get me like a mobile station and make it into a base station here in the house. That's all I need. Just got to hit the repeaters. Copy.
Roger that. Well, you know, I've been itching to try out a new, well, not new, I've had it for years, I just never used it. The military Tuner 3 HF antenna, so I guess at some point I'm going to have to try it out. Anyway, I'm going to go back to babysitting my stogie, my cigar, and it feels like it's going to be pretty warm today. So enjoy your day. And hopefully we'll talk again. I'll be listening all day on this frequency. So, 7-3 now. Again, the name here is Daniel. Delta Alpha November India Echo Lima. Kids by 8. Wi-Fi Amazon. Clear. 7-3.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good there, Daniel. This is KFA, GDA. Tom and Bertrand. Tom and Bertrand. Always in and about on the radio, but today, unfortunately, I gotta go to work from 12 to 8:30. While I wait on my battery to get in for my motorcycle, so all is good, all is good. But hey, nice talking to you. Like I say, KFA, GVA, Tom and Bertrand, 73, out and clear.
73, Tom.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDKLO.
KE8RUH.
Connected to CMN Network.
WD8KLO on the mobile.
KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WABD.
KKKJL.
Connected to connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon, KCAKJO, WABBD.
You doing the drain cruise tomorrow?
I get to go there all day long.
I am going to be a rover, so I'll be rovering around, like Cujo.
No, I got stationary posts. I get to move in the middle of the day, but that's fine. I can put my chair out and watch, or sit in the back of the pickup truck and watch the cars go by.
I get to walk around and get all the free handouts.
Take an extra bag. Get some for me, please. Joking.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what a rover does, but not a big deal. You know, if it's giving people breaks and stuff, that's fine. But they're calling me Rover 2. Woof woof.
Well, hey, good morning, John, WUO is Rover 1. So, sounds like fun, but I don't mind sitting. Especially this week. My knee's been bothering me.
Well, Mike from Omaha, apparently I didn't sign up early enough or whatever else, you know, on the previous sign up. He goes, we got all the morning spots filled. You know, so, but I'm sure there'll be a last-minute cancellation stuff because unless you want to walk around. And I'm like, sure, I'll walk around, no big deal. I get my steps in. So he says, okay, you'll be Rover 2. And I said, John H. is Rover 1.
Yeah, I don't remember where the one location is, but the other one's right there, Coolidge West, so... I'll be there around the 13-mile road area, so that'll be cool, right down in the heart of it. Like I said, I haven't been out there much, and I'm going to enjoy looking at the cars and watching the people, because I'm a people watcher anyway.
Checking out the scenery.
I just find it interesting in the way people carry themselves, how they walk. Tell different personalities just by the way they carry themselves, you know, that sort of stuff. I'm not necessarily, you know, going to be staring or anything like that, but I do like to take in the scenery, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like going to the mall, you know, you take back and get yourself a nice cup of coffee, sit in a relaxing atmosphere, and just watch the people walk by, you know. Just, like I said, just the way they, you know, they carry themselves and stuff like that. You know, you can almost read a person just by their actions walking.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Last time I was out there, oh, good Lord, it was before I bought the big motorcycle, so it was pre-COVID last time I spent any time on Woodward during the Dream Cruise.
Last time I was at the Dream Cruise, I was in a T150 company vehicle with all the strobes on the truck. It was our blocker truck for our bucket truck at the time. Drove through all that. You know, I led the procession of fans through it. It was a stupid move on the GM's part, but that's what he wanted. Then after that, I sat there and handed out fans at our little spot, you know, with the bucket truck way up in the air with a camera on it and everything else. You know, it was a big sales pack that said didn't really go off too well.
Yeah, I don't think that's the crowd you really need to sell to, but... Yeah, there might be a few corporate types if you look at the outfit their companies.
Well, because of that and this little excessive spending stunt that he pulled, he didn't stay at the company very long.
Yeah, so tonight I got to go pick up my T-shirt. T-shirts, I got two of them. And then rest up for a nice early start off in the morning. I'm going to get there, make sure I get my bearings straight and get there on time.
Yeah, I got to look through the cut sheet and see exactly when we're supposed to be there. I know we got to go behind the school and park there, so see how this all goes. It's been my first time there, so.
Yeah, well, I'll get out Google Maps and I'll get it all planned out and figure out exactly where I got to go, because I don't think it's going to be that bad early, but when you go to check out at the end of the day, it might be a cluster.
It's going to be an adventure, I can say that much.
Well, those that did it last year say it was quite an adventure. They really enjoyed it, so, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Spend a day out there in the sun and, you know, get a sunburn. Oh, wait a minute, I already had one of those. I'm good. You just take it all in. Hopefully there's the, they say there's lunch from Mission Barbecue. I wanted to try that place, so there, I'll have an adventure any way I look at it.
Mission Barbecue is awesome. I love their baked beans. My niece ordered like 2 trays of the baked beans for a baby shower. I ended up getting one of the trays and I froze it all in Tupperware dishes. And that's a meal in itself. So.
Yeah, well, they're not far from me. It's just I don't think about when I'm looking around for something place to eat dinner. I just, for some reason, I draw a blank on it. But I wanted to try them, so I guess they're providing the meal of the day. So one time in the dinner time meal is Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a while, so that's all right. It's going to be good eats. I got good brisket, too. I like pulled pork the most.
All right, Tom, well, I just walked in the house, so I will check you later. I got to get some stuff done and take a shower because I was cutting in the dust bowl today. WABPD, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, I still got a little ways to go before home, but then I got to, you know, relax a little bit, chow down, and then take off and be at the building at 7. 73 for now. JCK Joe.
W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Sean, this is M-A-T-H-A-L. I'm going to wait here on the now. I'm wondering if I can be coming in at all.
Yeah, I can you're breaking up a little bit, you know, the popcorn, but I hear you 100%. I know heard everything you said. Yeah, and Murphy's first law of radio. As soon as I tell you you're sounding good, then I get about 25% of it. So you're on the cusp. But, Bert Huron is right where the line is. You know, some spots you make it, some spots you don't. So it depends on buildings and trees and stuff like that, foliage. So you're at the outer reaches.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFAS, WAEAP.
I only have the little disc antenna. How does it work? KFAS.
Is that, you said the round antenna?
Yeah, the spyglass antenna, is it working pretty good or no?
Yeah, it's working perfectly. I mean, there's a teeny bit of noise in the background, not bad though. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was wanted to get a hold of you, try something on All-Star, see if you were out there.
Alrighty. Well, this gave me an opportunity to check the spyglass and kind of, whatever. All right. Yeah, we'll see you later. KFAS.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go, do you get the stock antenna to put on there, like a standard rubber duck so I can compare?
No, I don't. Just have this. Yeah, I'd have to go downstairs to my office.
Never mind. It's making it in just fine. I mean, just very little background noise. Pretty solid. Anyway, I'll catch you on All-Star. WAEAP.
Connected to CMN Network.